Hey, marketing interns, are you sick of us? It's the last episode of season two, Decky season finale. How are we?
We're doing great, Andy, co-host. You should have just said, it's the last episode ever. We're done forever.
Just mic dropped on him?
Yeah, just mic dropped on him. But we could have just said, this is the last podcast of the year.
And just super sad.
Yeah, but we're not sad about it.
I came at it with some excitement. I was like, hey, guys, are you sick of us? And then I felt like it was a great play.
That was really good.
Okay.
Well played. That was like a single into right field. You got your boys on base. You're the lead hitter, like Charlie Blackman, Rockies type stuff.
Exactly. I was either going to lay down that sack bunt, like down the third base line, and just hustle the first base and bank on like a wild throw because of the adversity's up just on edge.
Yeah.
Or, just put it out there into play.
Yeah.
But this is it, dude. And you know how we just started that? Free reign. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that was fun. That was liberating.
That'll be one of our milestones that we're going to touch on.
Yeah, for season three finale. These finales are getting pretty fun. Because like last year...
How did we wrap it up?
I feel like we accidentally stumbled across it. Remember, it was like, you text me one day, he's like, hey, you want to just do podcasts and seasons and we'll just end this and start season two when we get back from J-Tier? And I was like, that sounds like a great idea. I didn't know what we were going to do over break. So, last time, we just ended it.
Yeah, we had no plan. And we ended with Corinne Cavalla.
Yeah.
And Mike Best.
Mike Best. Yep.
Yeah.
That was wild. How are you doing today, man?
Oh, I'm great. Had a wild day in the sense of just doing a lot.
Yeah.
Got a lot in today, and I was proud of it. And I was really just thinking about this the entire day.
You were?
Every single thing I was doing, I was like, oh, we're gonna be recording.
We're going to record all night.
All night.
We're not going to stop.
No.
We're just gonna be like midnight, and Andrew and I will be like, we're just halfway, man. Keep going.
We just started.
Oh, what do you mean? We just got done with our average quality, and it's been 4 hours.
Yeah, we're actually going to run down every single average quality that's happened in all of season two, and you guys are just going to have to bear with us on this.
Yeah, because this is something that we wanted to do. Yeah. So, like, yeah, sorry.
You know, what is it? The Matthew McConaughey method of like one for the fans, two for me.
Is that, yeah, I think sounds about right.
It sounds something like that. But this time it's like, you know, all of them for the fans and then this one for me. No, they've all been for me. That's just a joke.
Yeah, that's a good point because, so for anyone, we're not going to get too into this, but this is something I wanted to talk about. The American meme on Netflix. Just a quick preface. It's basically a documentary on Netflix that talks about a couple different people who have made it big through going viral or just being famous in general, but leveraging all that they've done on social media. So it's like Paris Hilton, the Fat Jew, this guy named Kirill, and then are there a couple of
Brittany
others?
Was her name? I don't really remember.
Yeah, Vinestar. Her name's yeah, right. Fulham or something like that.
Yep.
But, oh, God, that is a product of doing it all for someone else's pleasure rather than your own, almost.
Exactly. They kind of adapted a new personality, and some of them embraced it and they were proud of it, and some of them kind of became depressed afterwards. But
yeah,
that's neither here nor there because this is authentic and as genuine and as just lighthearted as you can get.
Right.
I hope. Well, I hope everyone knows that too. Like, we're not trying to put on a facade about anything.
Right.
Like, this is just us. Like, exactly. You're getting us every single... We haven't changed one bit throughout this. We've just put out more content.
We've only grown and developed, but we haven't changed.
You're right. We grow and develop, yet we're always the same.
Yeah, well, I just also want to say, like...
Is that a contradiction?
Man, it might be.
It might be.
But aside, onward. So the... just the craziest thing about that, though, it made me realize, like, should I be worried if, like, our podcast blows up one day? And it's just... And you just become, not, like, famous, but just... You start to become overwhelmed, right?
That's a great point. Like, we haven't had to change because there's been no, like, pressure to change from, like money, right?
Sure, yeah.
So no one has been like...
Yeah, yeah. So let's put that on the table. No one's offered us any money to, like, do something that we don't want to do.
Exactly. So, like, we've been fine. And all these people have hit situations where they start making money all of a sudden, and then if... like they need to have they're put in situations where they have to change because that money is coming through that certain personality, and then they just kind of get lost in the sauce, and some of them are happy about making money with that personality, but at the end of the day, the majority are kind of just put in situations where they're sad because they were making money through unauthenticity. Yeah.
Inauthenticity. But yeah, no, you're totally right. They were doing something that wasn't necessarily in line with who they were as a person. They were putting on this facade of someone that's just different, right? Than who they actually want to be. And a lot of that time, like the fat Jew, if you think about like his, like even his hairstyle, how he looks, how he operates, like it's inhumane, right?
But it's not humane.
He just gets paid for all this stuff and like loves it and loves the fame and has grown into loving it. But it just got me all freaked out because I was like, man, like what are we going to do? But I just thought back to like, you know, we haven't changed, but
we grow and develop.
Well, we grow and develop, and like we're just transparent and authentic about the whole way. And so, and that's kind of that's where the inspiration lies almost.
Phenomenal. American Mimi. I recommend it. It was very, I was thinking about this the other day after we talked about like, mm-hmm. what was the point of it. And I think it was just informative. It was just an informative documentary, which was cool.
Yeah.
But back to the back pocket. Let's get into this, dude. All right. Season 2 as a whole, we got some statistics.
Yeah, we got.
Should we break it down for them?
Yeah, I ran the numbers, and they're not like great numbers or very accurate. I just did rounding.
So this started on February 6th.
February 6th,
with a little rounding.
Yes, with a little rounding, and we recorded 4,643 minutes. That equates to 77 hours and 3.2 days of podcasts that we've released.
So if you were to listen to the start of Season 2 all the way through, it would take you 3.2 days.
Yeah, and a little bit more because of this episode. I didn't count this one.
And this one could be a full day. It could be 24 hours.
This could be a 17, possibly 24-hour podcast. You're absolutely right on that. Definitely going for the Guinness World Record longest
podcast. It's a variable. We just don't know yet.
Yeah, and we'll find out.
There's constant variables, and then what's the other one called? Like chain?
Constant and...
it's like substitute variable.
Control.
Control. No, those are both
the same. It's control and... independent, dependent, control. Yeah, those are the three.
Okay.
Anyways, so then I assumed...
Onward.
Yeah, onward. 12 hours a week. What do you think? Do you think that's fair between the three of us or the two of us?
Yeah, maybe some weeks were longer, some weeks were shorter. I think at the end of the day, the average was 12.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So if you put 12 hours times 46 weeks, which is where we're at right now, that's 552 additional hours. And that's around 23 additional days, 82 total podcasts. And then you also got to think about our Google Doc that we've been writing all our stuff down in.
Yeah, the Google Doc has now reached 116 pages, 117 after we just entered in the content for this episode.
Yep.
And, you know, RIP, because it's time to let go of this massive Google Doc because it just takes too long to load. And it's just so stressful waiting for like you to enter in the content for the week, and you just can't.
Yeah,
right away.
Even when you're like on your phone, you're like, oh, I got a quick idea that I can write down. It has to load 117 pages
before you lose your idea.
Yeah, and the idea is gone at that point. So, yeah, we moved on. We created a back pocket season 3 Google Doc, which you didn't even know, by the way. You just thought that was for ideas. But the first thing I wrote on there was road to another page to another 100 pages starts now.
The road to 100, step by step, we walk the 1,000-mile road.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm excited, but this is a reflection podcast. We're not talking about season 3 yet.
So. That's correct. This is all about season 2, Andrew and Declan.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, RIP to the Google Doc. It did great things for us. It started something special, and now we're just taking what we learned in that one and just making it better in this one.
So those were some statistics for you. Do we like those statistics?
Yeah, I think they're good enough. I think that's just crazy that it's 3.2 days of podcasts.
You can also add, so we started getting analytics, and this will kind of touch on a little bit more in milestones.
Yeah.
But might as well just run through it right now because it's a statistical milestone in the sense of we have over 28,000 downloads now, nearly 29. We're hoping to get to 30 by December 30th. Is it 31 or 32 days in December?
Are you kidding?
31.
31.
31.
There's never been 32 days in a year.
I meant to say 30.
Okay. No worries.
Yes. That's a Freudian slip. Maybe I did.
It's okay, man. I forgive you.
Thanks,
dude. 28.6 thousand downloads since May. And then that.
And we're averaging enough to hit the 30,000. So.
Yeah.
This is since May, which is awesome. So like this is not attributing the first 4 months of season 2. This is just from like middle of May and onward.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, what a crazy, I mean, like, I don't really even care about the analytics, to be honest, but it has been helpful, like, seeing them change based on the cool stuff that we've done, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think back to how, like, we always tell everyone, like, hey, we gotta be creators before we become analytics guys. I feel like if we looked at our analytics, like, early on, like, remember the first time we looked at the analytics in Hub Club?
Yeah, that's, it's nuts. And the thing that I really do wish we, I don't care about those first listeners, but yeah, I kind of care about the progression. Seeing podcasts that we put out from like June and May, like those earliest ones, seeing those continually to get clicked on, I think is the most rewarding thing. I really could care less how many it is.
Yeah.
But seeing people are actually going back and clicking on old podcasts, mm-hmm, that is what is keeping me like, our content is worth enough where they're like, I liked it, I want to listen to older ones.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
You ever think about how actually going to the seasonal podcast format has helped us? Because now we're kind of presenting it in like bingeable podcasts, like your buddy Kevin Kern and Coach Husby and all these different people who have started on episode one after it came out, like 3 or 4 months or a year, however long, you know what I'm saying? They like went back and purposely started there because they really wanted to see the progression.
Yeah, which is cool. I mean, they probably would have because it's just the original.
Yeah.
So maybe the seasons didn't totally entice them for that type of structure.
Just because it's the first podcast. Like
they would have gone and like scrolled down to the bottom, right, maybe. Anyways, but I see what you're getting at. Yeah.
I use like Pardon My Take as an example where they're a Monday, Wednesday, Friday sports podcast talking about current sports events.
That never stops.
And never stops, yeah, right? Like that's crazy. I mean, and that's a traditional radio show. But for podcasts, you can almost like a Malcolm Gladwell can. His are obviously a little more seasonal than ours.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I still feel like our podcasts are timeless in the sense that you can go back and listen to it and still like get something out of it.
I get what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Okay. From this, in the sense of it's a season and it's going on. We might talk about some things during that time of year, but it's not going to prevent you from wanting to listen to it because
yeah,
we're talking about Alabama versus LSU in 2015.
Yeah, and you already know LSU lost. It's useless to listen to that that point.
Okay.
But for us to be able to talk, I don't know.
So to answer your question, yes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, there we go. Okay, so little average quality. So let's reflect on the average qualities of this season. So just like putting the last 82 episodes in a little bubble, in a sports bubble, what would you say our average qualities were?
So is this as a whole, or are we running down the actual like pod?
Oh yeah. How do you want to do this? You want to run down like the average qualities, kind of like how we wrote it out here in front of us, or should we do like,
no, let's do our average quality as a whole.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay. So I think our average quality is cords on the ground,
which it's a snowball off of that, which attributes to our overall feng shui.
Yeah.
I think that has prevented us from like climbing a little bit more of a progressive route quicker.
Yeah.
Because of like our lack of like structure in here. We could have had a lot of better camera angles, I think, and the social posts would have been they could have been increased.
Yeah. But do you realize that we weren't even thinking about any of that shit before we put all this stuff in here?
Yeah, we just wanted to get our mics in here.
Yeah.
We just had a snowball.
We had a snowball. Dude, we didn't have any of this equipment before we actually designed this room. And just thinking, like, I'm giving us the pass. I'm giving us the pass saying, hey, these guys were just average dudes just hauling their stuff up when it was super hot outside. And they just wanted to get it in their new podcast studio.
We time-lapsed it, which is cool.
We time-lapsed. Yeah. We destroyed the walls in this room. Hopefully our landlord's not listening, but like there are a lot of nails.
A lot of nails in here. So, but with that time, we didn't have throughout season two, we didn't really have the time to reformat this room. Like we get home and we have to crank out content right away. We can't go in here and like write down like the structure of the room, put down like what couches go where, and go to IKEA, test out a bunch of stuff, and like take this super seriously. If we were to do it, it would have been rushed, and we probably would have regretted it 6 months later, saying like we could have been better.
Right.
Now ending season two, hopefully, with our spoiler alert vlog of tripping to a local furniture store or possibly IKEA. and
depending on our leads
and just recording a quick hitter podcast.
Yeah, that's gonna be freaking sick.
Okay.
So
with that, we've taken that average quality and we're already prepared to not allow it to be average for season 3.
Yeah, we're just gonna throw it out there. We're just gonna guarantee it. We're gonna have here, actually, quick, Andrew, I'll show you how to change the display settings so it doesn't sleep.
Okay.
If you type in display in the bottom left. Yep. And then power and sleep. And then on battery power, turn off right after. Here. Yep. And then just do never, because this podcast can be 24 right hours long.
And this one?
That one's plugged in. We're on battery power right now. So,
okay, so we're good?
Yep. It'll never turn off anymore. Gosh, took us 16 minutes to figure that out. But hey, no worries. No worries, man. What was I just talking about?
I don't know, but we include that in the podcast, right?
Yeah, because this is authentic and this is the longest podcast.
So to add to our feng shui, we threw up a TV monitor and plugged in HDMI, and we have the content of our episode on the TV.
And this is like, this was the perfect idea, because originally we were like, oh, let's travel down memory lane and watch all our old social media posts and YouTube and, you know, talk about it or make fun of us. And we were like, oh, we don't have Sam here today, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't do that. And that would take forever.
I don't think it would have been very enjoyable.
It wouldn't have been very enjoyable. But it is something to think about for the future. Having this TV here, we got access to the internet.
We do. I'm very excited for the future when we can mount this properly and make this feng shui. I mean, guys, marketing interns.
Shit's going to be dope, dude. That was what I was going to say, is that season 3... Put all your money in. If you're a betting person, hit the buy now button, because we're just going to have all kinds of cool shit in here next year.
The map we've allowed to take over our entire backdrop, and we've gotten within the past like 72 hours, just because we're talking about upgrading the feng shui, and like every single person was utilize the map or get rid of it, because the geographical structure of our country does not need to be presented consistently.
As big as it does.
As big as it does. So that will change.
It's just so funny how like we've thought of everything except for like the stuff that we hung up at the very beginning. Like, makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
Whatever, dude. That's just us, though. That's just us.
That's just us, man.
So we had, how many podcasts did we record in the old studio? Because we got to talk about the old studio a little bit. I miss that place.
You missed that milestone?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't miss it necessarily. I'm just like, man, that was literally my favorite little studio.
I don't really miss it that much.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
So
that's fair.
Remember we recorded like 5 podcasts in the month of May to a tribute for our trips in June?
That's right.
So, and I think the first one that we recorded was...
it's probably President Sullivan.
The last
Moise.
One?
Or Moise.
We don't have any of the guest names in this.
Or are you talking about...
when was the last time that we recorded in Den 2.0? Or Den 1.0?
Oh, God. It was Moise. It had to be Moise.
You're just guessing. Why not Scott Christman? I feel like we did him.
Oh, Scott Christman was in the in Washington 1.
So was Josh Perry.
So was Josh Perry. Show was Rick Martinez.
We recorded
all
of
them. Johnny Stofko.
Yeah.
Dean Kilby was not. But he was a little later.
Bad podcasting.
Yeah. Well,
I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well. Someone needs to just figure that out for us. That's all.
Let's go back to the stuff that we have written down, because it's going to take forever to scroll through the 116-page Google Doc.
Yeah. Not to brag. But anyways, okay. So
let's break down the milestones that we thought were worth noting. All right. And then we can also like walk through a few other things that are happening during that time. So I wrote down the date, the podcast number, because we didn't truly do season 2 episode blah until later in the year, until like September, when we figured out that it was better presentation doing it that way. So we were just titling it podcast in the number that we did. And
we got to fix that on YouTube still. But anyways, continue.
And then the actual milestone itself.
Yep.
So we'll just walk through every single one, starting with, so we started February 6th, and that was podcast 36th.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just us talking about season 2. And then 37 was with my dad.
Yes. So 36, we talked about just kind of catching up. Hadn't seen you in 6 weeks. It was nice to see you. talking about whatever, but we had already started planning the extravagant back pocket 1 year anniversary party. And that one was fun as hell, because we talk about that all the time, how the money we made from that party funded us for marketing for the next, probably until realistically July.
July, yeah, that's fair.
I mean, so sick.
And we crushed it. Everyone was wearing jeans. Jeans, jackets.
We did the denim party.
And we
sold back pocket koozies.
We just crushed 100 koozies, and we had them sold before midnight, and then the rest was history.
Yeah. That's
Phil Zhao, thanks for coming.
Yeah, and that was the first time we ever threw like a legit party that will be a theme going forward, clearly.
Absolutely.
So podcast 42, recording remotely, having to record twice. This sucked.
This was a big time low.
Yeah.
So this is a milestone of realizing we need to be recording together. We tried to do one on Google Hangouts, or no, it was QuickTime Player.
We did
FaceTime.
We did a FaceTime conversation. You were on your laptop. I was on my iPad, and you did the, remember the old QuickTime screen record that we did that worked?
It would never save properly.
Yeah, it just sucked. So we did that, and it didn't record well the first time. And I don't know what the hell happened. But do you remember that? Because you're at Faith's house, and this was right after
break. You were in Colorado right after spring break, and I had just gotten back. And you know what? I was sitting in a room, and like I felt bad. I was also like pressured into not wanting to like be away from the parents for too long, because you got to be out there and you got to socialize. And then at the same time, I wanted to record this podcast, and we did it, and it was like 25 minutes. We crushed it. I thought it was great content. But then all of a sudden, I go to save it, and then bam, wham, they just remove that save file from my laptop. And before I got off the phone with you, Deck, I was like, dude, we have to redo this.
Well, first off, you said bam, wham, and that's exactly how it went. Just the worst thing ever. But yeah, and then we had great content, obviously, you know, and then just having to record something twice sucks.
It stinks.
It's the worst.
And we've only had to do that twice.
Yeah. And what we do? We came back and said, hey, we're never going to leave each other's side ever again.
We're going to be attached at the hip for life.
Yeah. We'll do everything we can. It won't make a dent if we have to pay money for it, but we will do everything we can to make sure we're podcasting.
But this was my favorite. Okay, so we started to evolutionize the average quality. We thought it needed to be evolved. Mm. And I was like, we talk about ourselves too much in the average quality. Let's talk about pop culture. And then I think this was my favorite average quality of all time. And it was actually a huge, huge success with all of the marketing interns.
We have never gotten feedback quite like this before. And you know, when you wrote it in there, I was like, you know, this is, I'm not feeling it, you know. But then when you explained it to him, you're like, dude, we're going to talk about fruits, and we're going to pick the one that's the most average.
It was perfect. And I mean, one thing to note before I describe what the average quality was, mm-hmm. I mean, it crushed in the female market. I think it was just the best. Like, we don't ever.
I don't know why though. We don't get analytics on this.
We never really shoot to target genders. We are kind of male predominant. We know that. But this segment alone was female predominant.
So what was it, Andrew?
So it was apple, orange, banana. Which one was the most average? I think that's just the coolest thing. We just talked about fruits.
We were talking about fruits. It was just so fruitful in that sense.
And that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, it was. I think, what do we even decide on? It's so hard to choose between apple, orange, banana. Also, great fruits, a lot of good vitamins and all of those.
I think we said apple.
I think we did say apple, even though I didn't apple every day. And that's why it's average.
That's why it's average. But then podcast 47, we broke down.
We came back strong. Yeah. We did not take a step back between those two podcasts.
But we failed to utilize this natural light that we so-called makes the sweetest Instagram in our everyday studio. We just use, because we recorded at dead of night, and we use this yellow light bulbs.
Yeah, and this GoPro's like, man, can you guys give me some better light so I can capture what I've been engineered to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever, dude. Whatever. Nothing we can do there. But this was the first time when we started focusing on the small details and how Instagram kind of works. We were mm-hmm. like, natural light makes good pictures. We get record amounts of likes. Let's use more natural light.
Let's use natural light.
And then I tagged Natty Light the beer in that photo and was like, natural light just makes Instagrams better. And they responded, and it was great.
It was great. Phenomenal. Shout out to Natty Light. Hopefully you guys will be a sponsor one day.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
But then moving right along, on May 13th, podcast 49, we started promo for promo.
Yes. And so this idea stems from okay, if we can get into other smaller podcast markets and have them run us as like a pre-roll ad, we'll do the same thing for them and then just kind of generate some awareness between a couple different podcasts. We did this probably, how many weeks did we say? Like 6 or 7 weeks we did this for?
On or off. I think it lasted probably 10 weeks and we probably had 6 weeks in there where we utilized it.
Yes.
Because it was hard to find a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, like, a lot of podcasts.
It was mutual. Like, yeah, they wanted us, we wanted them. So, but the only one that's lasted throughout this whole time is the Night Swims podcast.
The very first promo for promo, the Night Swims podcast. It's a bunch of, it's just two wildly average dudes in Mobile, Alabama.
Talking conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and that's about all we know.
Yeah.
And they're phenomenal. I'll never stop talking about the Night Swims.
I love how they're still plugging out content. That's why I'll never stop.
Exactly. That's like the whole point. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure some of the promo for promos we've done in the past, like they're very spotty. Like, yeah, one episode here, two or three episodes over there, you know, but the Night Swims, dude, they show up to play every single week.
They show up to play, and this kind of forced us to enhance what we're doing, and then we brought in Meeting Monday.
Yes. Right, dude, great transition. It was just like, if the Night Swims are going to push out a podcast every week, and we're also pushing out a podcast, how can we be better, or how can we help the Night Swims, you know? It has really nothing to do with the Night Swims, so we were just like, all right, we got to get our poop in a group here. Every week, we met every Monday, with a nice little beer, typically a McGolden or Sober October. We were crushing LaCroix. And we would come up here and we would have just basically a slew full of notes and just things that we needed to do for the week. And we just talk.
It was huge. It really helped us figure out how to plan. And eventually we, like the stuff talked about in Meeting Monday didn't need to be talked about. And we could talk about more important things of like after 5 or 6 of them. And this started, when was it? June 25th.
Yep.
Podcast 55. So we've been doing now Meeting Mondays for half the year. And we've really enhanced how to get stuff done through Meeting Monday.
Well, I think another thing too, you brought up a great point where it was like, we talked about
Instagram posts.
Yeah, we would just basically plan out like, okay, who are the guests that we need to start talking to for the next couple of weeks? What are the Instagram posts that we need to prep for this week? And then obviously podcasts, and then it was like cool ideas or something to look for the future. But through that, unpacking that, we kind of just developed the mindset of mm-hmm. that every week. So now our Meeting Mondays are like one thing, right? Like, hey, this is one thing we need to start thinking about, or something like that.
This
our
needs schedule, to be talked about.
Yes. Yeah. Our schedule is so locked in. It's incredible. Like, we never talk about like, hey, does this day work for you? Or hey, does this guy work for you?
We just know.
We just know. We book. Again, we just book people.
We're attached hip to hip. But then right after that, we, so Meeting Monday on June 25th, the same day we incorporated the throne, dude.
The throne.
Aragorn. Vigo.
What are we going to do with that?
He's going outside. Like,
he has to.
Like, and right next, like, people will walk in and walk in this area and they'll see the throne outside the studio.
It's tough to see it go, but
we can put it in the living room. It's got to go.
Yeah.
Trapping the puck on that. Here's a huge milestone. I think this is now our best question that we ask to our guests, because we get always high quality content. What's in your back pocket? The fact that we hadn't had that is absurd.
Hold on.
June 23rd, podcast 59 is when we learned that we should ask our guests, what's in your back pocket?
Dude. Unbelievable. I think that back pocket question, though, that was one that we manifested throughout the first, what would that be, 58 podcasts before we did it?
We probably could never have came up with that. Like, that's just like, that's that good of a question.
Yeah,
it took us 55 to morph, to get all of our little attributes together to realize that we need to ask our guests.
Yeah, a little clay mold of just like a great question. Which you're right, someone probably could have thought of that in the first one, but it's like, dude, not us. Sorry. The marketing intern spotlight, though, you brought up that. Wow, what a great freaking idea.
Mm.
Seriously, like, that ended up working out great for us, and it still will, and it's going to be get back for season 3, of course, where we interviewed our listeners. And I think the coolest part about that whole thing was, A, they already knew us, so we didn't have to really break the ice in any way, and 2, they all had their small little audiences that cared a ton about them, and we were able to tap into that audience directly, and we did it every single week, and we did 22 of them.
And it makes those people care a little bit more.
Right.
Because they listen to our show and they give us all that appreciation when we want to show it back, and we bring them on, and hopefully through that they care a little bit more about us.
Right.
And we've truly cared. I mean, we only spent 30 minutes with them. I thought that was also cool.
Right.
Sometimes it led to 45, but we never went over, I'd say that. It was pretty consistently in between 30 and 40 minutes. And there was one podcast that, like on our Monday shows, that we couldn't even control that because we didn't have that wavelength of cutting it off and wrapping it up.
Right.
And it took us 2.5 hours to realize we needed to finish that podcast.
Oh my God.
And you know what that podcast was, Declan? Podcast 63 on August 20th.
Gordy Thomas.
Gordy Thomas.
Hey, how is he related to you again?
Oh, my grandfather was his business partner.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, one. I forgot about this one. This is my apologies, marketing interns. August 9th, big day for Back Pocket.
Back Pocket LLC, dude.
Big time
milestone. That was when we were born. Born again, maybe.
Born again.
I was also going to say just one thing about the marketing intern spotlight.
Oh, yeah, please.
As long as we have the marketing intern spotlight, we will never have to worry about HR in our company, because we're just all about customer feedback or giving back to our customers.
Mm.
So we're good there, right?
I think that works.
To worry about that.
Mm.
Well, how does HR has to do with the employees within the company, right? In that case, we do need HR.
You also do, like,
you and I fight a lot.
Yeah, we do fight, like a lot of fist fights and wrestling matches.
We're the most unhealthy company.
And noogies.
Yeah, we'll never hire
swirlies
HR.
And wedgies.
Yeah, but we leave unscathed.
We do leave unscathed.
Sorry, what were you were going to say something about the 2.5 hour podcast, or no, something right before that.
No, we did the LLC, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, Gordy Thomas, the fact that we sat in here for 2.5 hours.
In these uncomfortable chairs.
Yeah. How do we do that?
I think we were just so tired from whatever we had during that day that we just was like, just eating up what he was saying. Like, we thought it was the best ever.
I was just, yeah. I think it was my fault, to be honest.
It was your fault, really?
Yeah. Because every time he would say something, engineering term, or just kind of, exotic, maybe. I don't know. Something that was just, not exotic is the worst word to use, but just something that is just very, very in-depth and educational.
Okay.
I would just ask like a quick clarifying question, and he would just take it and add 20 more minutes on.
He would also pivot in a new direction with that little question.
Which is where the 20 minutes were died.
And then he'd loop it back on path to what his whole story was about, which was awesome. Like, I truly loved unpacking his story. But as the interviewers, that's on us. Like, we didn't keep him where we wanted it to go in, like, that story of himself. He got on side tangents about, like, industries and all that stuff. But it was great to have. I'm not knocking him by any means, Gordy. We love you.
We love you, man.
That's when we learned as interviewers, as conversationalists, that we have to lock in a little bit more.
Yeah, we got to be leaders.
We got to be leaders.
We got to be leaders, and now we're badass at it. And we just look at each other, and Andrew goes, okay, man, what's your average quality? And it's like 20 minutes into the interview, which I don't know when we started doing that, but it's so much better that we started asking average quality after the story. It makes so much more sense in the sense that, like, we get like the average quality is part of your show, and that's a core question and everything, but you really can't relate to that average quality as much unless you know the person.
Absolutely. And then you can truly recognize how average they are. They just talk about all these cool things and all the stuff they accomplish, and this is their average quality.
Exactly.
It makes so much more sense.
Exactly, dude. What are we thinking? Ooh, Golden Nuggets, dude. Oh, yeah.
This was huge. So we've been talking about Golden Nuggets since
Day one. Pretty much.
We love Golden Nuggets. It's just a little snackable moment, as Giselle likes to call it. But in our terms, it's Golden Nuggets.
Yeah.
And we were like, we need to actually, I think this was probably pretty close to after Gordy Thomas. Yeah, it was 5 podcasts after Gordy Thomas. And we had a meeting with Phil Zhao. He's kind of like, the hour and a half is great, but what if someone just wants to get it right away?
Mm-hmm.
And we do that on Instagram, but it wasn't enough to truly understand like the full evolution of our conversation. So we did Golden Nuggets, where we took that hour and a half and we condensed it into 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful.
It was perfect because we didn't have to allocate another time to record. We didn't have to find another guest. We didn't have to create more content. How long does it take you to do Golden Nuggets every week, would you say?
Not terribly long.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah. And we do work on it together because I'll go and show note the whole podcast and then you'll go through and remember the biggest moments, biggest moments, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not searching. I mean, it worked effortlessly, and it's an entire other podcast to draw the listener in, the hub and spoke model. which that's also a milestone, the hub and spoke marketing model that your dad taught us.
Shout out John and Sarah.
Yeah, phenomenal. Thank you.
Now transitioning right along to other milestones. So on September 24th is when we instilled Golden Nuggets.
That was stationary astronaut, by the way.
Yeah, huge moment for us. And then a little bit after that, I think it was like marketing intern spotlight, maybe 14. And it ended up being the week of podcast 71, which was on October 15th, when people were like, hey guys, we don't know what a marketing intern is. We had lost the audience. Like, so back in early season two, I told Declan, we need to stop explaining what marketing interns are because we get it.
We decided that because right when you said, I was like, hell yeah, dude, we don't need to tell them that. We've been doing this forever.
Yeah, they get it. But we've brought in an influx of new audience members and they don't understand what a marketing intern is. They think we're a business with like speaking directly to all the marketing interns in the world. When really it's just like, it's just our listeners. Like anybody that's ever like touched our content, you're a marketing intern, dude.
Yo, I'm just thinking of like what these people were thinking of when we were calling them marketing interns and they thought they were like tangible marketing interns. They were probably so confused.
So confused. Like how does this attribute to any marketing intern when you're talking about like
something serious, and then all of a sudden we pivot and say, all right, listen up, marketing interns. They'd be like, what?
We have the evolution of Darwin coming in hot. And then they're like, how does this has to relate to marketing? So now, on October 15th, since then, we have said, marketing intern, you're a listener.
And a learner.
Ever since then. And then when Gino came on in November,
right?
We now attribute a marketing intern to listeners and learners.
Correct.
It's big time.
It makes so much more sense now. That was Lindsay Moran. I'll go ahead and say her name. She was the one who was giving us amazing feedback.
We've never said her name on here. She's our ghostwriter.
She is our ghostwriter. Look her up if you really want to utilize her.
And then with that meeting with our ghostwriter, she kind of challenged us to figure out how we display our content. And we realized shortly after that we no longer will do a front end. We'll just do a 60-second rundown of what the podcast is about and talk about everything on the back end.
All right, let's talk about that one.
I was so pissed.
You're so mad.
I'm proud that I said that on the podcast so that we can go back and just truly listen to how angry I was.
Let's listen to it right now. Okay, we'll put it in. We got to put that in there. You say there's like one part where I'm like, come on, dude. Like, you know, it's not that bad. You're like, no, we've changed. I can't do this. We changed.
We've changed. Yeah, I don't want to change. I was scared. And then you're like, dude, changing's good.
Yeah, that's literally the same thing. I was like, hey, stop. It's not the end of the world. Change is usually good. You're like, dude, whatever. And I was like, I'm just going to get out of the room before it kills me.
Yeah. Like you ran away.
Okay, but seriously, like that was one of those things where it's like you want to do something that is – you want to do something that you like, right? This podcast has been a culmination of just doing stuff that we want to do.
Yeah.
But then once we get this feedback from Phil Zhao, we get this feedback from Brandon, we get this feedback from all these other people, X, Y, and Z, go down the list, and they're saying, hey, you know, for all the new listeners and the people that I'm giving this to, like, they're hearing 10 to 15 minutes of you guys before they even get to the part that they want to get to the interview for. And then just hearing that over and over again and, like, really unpacking that, it was a legit tough decision to make. I mean, obviously you're pissed for a reason because it was tough, right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, we had done 71 podcasts.
We thought we had it figured out. Yeah.
And we had it figured out. I'm done. I'm not changing unless we've already committed to this.
Not to mention, we also wrote an entire business plan around the idea that we should be a Jimmy Fallon show and that we should be presented the fact that we get to be first, then the guest, and then we finish with the feel good. But hey. It was a good decision. I think it was a great decision.
I think it was too. It definitely brought in and maintained listeners. I think we've seen a growth with that.
Definitely.
But through that whole time in October, we kind of we planned very far and ahead. We didn't have to worry about getting guests and doing recordings because we wanted to focus on the Back Pocket Party number two, Halloween banger, and that was a big time. Back Pocket Party number two was a big time success.
Yeah. So I think we definitely gained a lot of confidence in the months of August and September of just being able to get on all these guests that Giselle was networking with us, and we were riding that wave like crazy. Those were like the Yam Houses, the Stationary Astronaut, Matt Wiest, like all these crushing, just fun guests. And then it came to the point where it's like, okay, we want to have a Halloween party. How are we going to make this happen? And like, I think I had been saying like, we should definitely get a live band for this party since yes. like August. I don't know. But that was wild in the sense that we really just pulled the trigger and went all out.
We pulled a lot out of our back pockets there.
Out of our back pockets.
And FOAG'd and learned and adjusted. It was fun. That was one of our more rewarding, challenging moments that we put ourselves through.
Yeah, and I'm really curious to see how we top that one.
Oh, we can,
because people are looking for it.
I got to write down the date on it, but podcast week 100. There's going to be a party on that day.
We should do that.
We will be. We will be doing that.
Okay. Put it in the calendar.
I think it's in like April at some point because we just finished 80. That's our last week. And then we'll start up in February. So that's 5 months.
Yes.
After February, March, June, July. What?
In March, June. No, March April, May, June, July.
That's what I knew was July. That's why I jumped right to July.
Okay.
So my apologies, marketing interns. In July,
okay.
It'll be a summer party. Perfect. We don't have to worry about weather.
I know. How great is that?
That's happening.
Yeah, okay. So July, see you there. That'll be easy. No brainer there.
But that wraps up all of our big milestones. We got to podcast 87 weeks later, and I was so proud of ourselves. We planned out that last final weeks really thoroughly, and we're here now talking to you guys. We're 42 minutes into this season finale. Andrew and Declan spitting words into a mic.
Sweet nothings,
really having no meaning to this, but just kind of reflection, which is that there's meaning. There's always meaning.
There's a lot of meaning in that. A lot of reflection. Well, and I think it's also kind of helping me recognize, like, my God, I'm so much different than I was in February. Like, it's not that I don't recognize myself, it's just I feel and have this insanely different mindset since season 2, episode 1.
You've changed, dude.
I have.
In a good way.
All right, dude.
In a good way.
All right. I'll stick with it. But yeah, I mean, think about that. Like, that's back in February, like, we had no idea where we were going to work. We had no idea what this season was going to hold. We had no idea who our first guest was. So we got Andrew's dad on. You know, like, we didn't have any purpose, but we just didn't have, like, a distinct direction. You know, like,
we were lost in the sauce. We just wanted to get podcasts out there.
Yeah. And that's like the biggest, it's so cliche to say it, just to say keep doing it. But honestly, the product of just keep doing it is so rewarding.
It's so rewarding. And to go back to that, so we get so focused on other things sometimes. Sometimes it's our very content and we get lost in feng shui and we're using these mics, these high quality mics incorrectly. And someone comes in last week and tells us to fix it, and everyone was like in that group besides us was like they felt bad for us, and like we kept on telling them like, no, thank you, like,
yeah,
we're so worried, like, we do things so fast that sometimes we lose out on other things. It's not a bad thing,
right,
in the sense of like we are always doing
right
and other people are afraid to continue to do, they stop and they do too much. Like, we do a lot of reflecting and fixing, but we can't do it all, and it's just you and I. So when someone comes in here and says, hey, the map is taking up too much and your mics are tilted, so turn them this way and the audio will be better, we're like, oh, thank you.
Perfect.
Now we know.
Right.
And we'll do that the rest of the time. It's not like, oh, dang it, we lost out on 30 weeks of podcasts that weren't as good as they were. They were fine. They did great. There was better audio than the blue. Now they'll be even better. So when people listen to us in season 3, they'll be like, oh, wow, they got new mics? No, we're just using them more properly.
Yeah, we're just not using them like a bunch of average guys who have no idea how to work audio stuff.
But that goes to test us. Like, we have a direction to continue us on this little path, but also there's other things that we're not able to touch all the time. So when people give us feedback, and we love feedback in that manner of like, we'll embrace it all, good and bad. We just want it because it'll help us figure out the direction a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, it'll put us on a better path. It'll get us in the left lane to merge.
Yeah, we'll be going a little bit faster now.
Yeah.
We don't have to be sitting behind that semi truck afraid to jump in the other lane because all these other cars are zooming. Like, we'll jump in there and then we'll pass the semi, we'll get back over, we'll slow down for a second, and then we'll
take a breath
and we'll do it again.
It's you brought up just an unbelievable point. I think it's so key to recognize that everything's just been kind of attacked with humility. You know, like, we love hearing the feedback because we know the product of it. And we've been able to recognize that because we just bring ourselves down to ground zero and we never really try and raise up. Like, I was listening to some of our other podcasts, and because I try and listen to one old one every week, and it's just always so funny to hear us always talk about, like, just where our average qualities were at that time. That's kind of why we went through some of these average qualities, because it was like those average qualities were stuff that you see the average quality that week on our 116 page Google Doc, and the next week it's here's how we accomplish. Like, we do something. We didn't say like, hey, here was our average quality last week, here's how we're accomplishing it this week. It was just another idea to make ourselves to build better.
That. Yeah.
Like, we literally have
been, we never settled. We got better at one thing, and yeah, then like, oh, we got to get better. Now we got to do this in a different way, but better.
Exactly.
It's hard to say theoretically, but when we were looking at this Google Doc, every average quality we did was like, oh, wow, that was what you couldn't do then. And then, but like back then we couldn't do it that well. And now we crush it.
That was a serious challenge back then.
It was
then.
A serious challenge. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. So I want to bring up one quick thing.
Yeah.
How we're going to finish this.
Okay.
You have written up here, what did you learn in a feel good story? And I don't think we need to do that.
Okay.
This cool is that. This is something we could finish however we want. I don't know what it exactly will be.
Sure.
Maybe we each get a couple of breaths on here where we can just say some things, or we can just kind of just drop the mic on them.
Okay.
Or if there's other things we can continue on and just get in. In this, but we don't really need to sit with these guys much longer.
No.
And gals, they really do appreciate
we were just kidding about the 24-hour podcast.
Yeah, I feel like keeping it under 50 minutes would be ideal. We're at 47. Yeah, you think we can do it?
We can do it, yeah. What do you need? What are you going to say, man? I want to hear you first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I want to hear what you're saying.
Okay, so we haven't talked about season 3 at all.
But we should now.
But we should just kind of just bait them in. Mm. Bait them.
Yeah.
Sprinkle in some...
Some clickbait.
Some clickbait.
This is some clickbait for you.
Yeah. You see that? That's clickbait. And that's coming to you.
And that this will be a GIF as well.
Yeah.
This will be a GIF on Twitter.
GIF. Us. I was just going like this with a not great quality for video because it's the GoPro.
But we're holding it close enough so that it's not that bad.
The lighting will be decent.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how that's how you dominate social media right here.
Here's what we're sprinkling in right now, season 3.
Mm, good point.
Okay. So we are now going to have 6 weeks to truly figure out. Hopefully it'll take the first 3 weeks, and the last 3 weeks we can plan for it. But the first 3 weeks are going to decipher exactly how we're going to pack this snowball and how we're going to throw it at the next podcast season.
Mm-hmm.
And the initial thought is this 10-part season or 10-part series on different industries or different topics, different professions, and breaking down exactly the people inside it and from the top down and get an overarching sponsor. And that's how we'll hopefully make some new revenue. But recently we met with someone who's challenged us to figure out truly what's inside us and not change as much of what we're doing. I'm really, really excited to meet with him again. And he's going to be hopefully that North Star, as Giselle is an addition, this man will be, and help us truly figure out what this 10-part series could be, because I think there's more to it. We're on the right track, but sorry, it's going to evolve into something better.
I think it's well said. We're entertainers at the end of the day. We are learners, we are growers, we develop, but at the end of the day, it's all entertaining. I think this right here is gonna bait them in. It's a little clickbait for you, ready marketing interns. You got a Monday podcast with a new guest that you've never heard before. Then throughout the week, you got an episode where it's just the boys from the back pocket. And then we finish off at the end of the week with a marketing intern spotlight. Throughout that would be my, not ideal, but that's kind of the format that I'm envisioning, is where you get something new, you get something that's the back end pretty much as its own podcast, and then the marketing intern spotlight giving back. So we're showing something new, keeping you grounded in the present, and showing you what's to come.
Mm. So, casting our net far, but really honing in what we're capturing.
Yeah. Another thing too, another really cool thing too that I just thought of, is the ability to be us. What sometimes we forget is that this is all, what's the word? Voluntary. It's all voluntary. And sometimes I feel like people in today's world feel like they have to continue to push content out all the time. Granted, we just did it for 46 weeks, but we have the ability to just say and be transparent and be authentic and be real and say, hey, we want to produce better content for you, but in order to do that, it's time to take a step back
and voluntarily increase the quality of our content, because right. We're entertainers and we want to entertain you guys a little bit more thoroughly, a little bit more purposefully.
Exactly.
And I think we're going to do that. I think we are going to put our heads together.
Another gif
and crush this, because hey, that's what we do. We FOAG, we learn, and we grow. Growth and development. I love you guys, marketing interns. I loved every second. Not every second. There were some seconds that I was stressed. But at the end of the day, I truly appreciated every second that goes into the back pocket.
Could not have said it any better. I do this all for you guys and for the love of just being a better person every single freaking day. So with that being said, you guys have a great 6 weeks. We will be back. We will be back. Another gift moment right here. We will be back sometime in February. Season 3. We will see you then. Love you guys. Take care.